the road to me.
CSX, Big Jim's House, 806, 67 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, and you at 248-398-WCSX, which is the same number you use to text us so we can buy your books, $500 towards books in college. The keyword, of course, is...
book or books, 248-398-9279.
All right, we'll pick a winner on Friday morning. We'll be out, actually, on Woodward with our friends from Ford. So, we've been talking about back to school, obviously, with this whole idea of buying your books. The conversation turned to you and I, and... what you bought when you were growing up and who did the shopping. You were saying that your mom, you pretty much had a standard set list. You, when you went to Kmart, you knew what you were going to get and that was it.
Yep. We only were allowed to get like two pairs of jeans, one pair of dress pants. I was allowed to get like two skirts and three tops and then one pair of tennis shoes and one pair of dress shoes. And it went in the layaway all summer. And then we'd get it out like 2 days before school started and we'd get all excited because you got to play in your outfit because you actually forgot what you put in layaway in the first place.
It's exciting. It was.
Exciting.
Layaway is an exciting thing, man. So the thing that I remember the most is tough skin jeans. As a little kid, we got them, man, from Sears. Tough skin jeans were everything, man. My grandma bought me tough skin jeans. I had them in all colors. I had them in green. I had green ones. They had a little X on the back of them. Now, if you don't remember tough skin jeans, here's just one of the commercials. And I got to admit now, they're kind of weird when you watch the commercials, but this is a Tough Skins jeans commercial from the 70s.
These kids are wearing Tough Skins, the jeans made of an exclusive permapress fabric. So is the trampoline. You can get boys and girls Western-style Tough Skin jeans in sizes 3 to 6X for $4.99. Sears Tough Skins, the jeans that are tough to beat, at a price that's tough to beat.
So it's just kids jumping on a jean trampoline.
I just remember Sears saying, your kids will outgrow them before they wear out.
Exactly. That's what my grandma would remind me. Go, you'll never wreck these jeans. They're like, challenge accepted. And you would do that. Now, we've posted a couple of the Tough Skin jean commercials. The other one is just like ghost kids. There's just pant legs walking around an elementary school with no upper body.
That's weird.
Oh, dude, it's so strange. 248-398-WCSX. We'll text it to you. That one keyword is...
jean. Do you remember that stupid fake leather tag on the back of them, though, that would wear down and then poke you?
I don't remember that. I do remember they had an X on the back. So, like, you know, the Wrangler Levi thing. I just remember they had the X with that giant... the tag was huge, too. It was like half your butt. It was more like a license plate. That's really what it was. You had a license plate for kids. It just said Tough Skins on it.
I just remember rainbow colors. I remember this kid that I went to school with named Chris had a pair of magenta Toughs. Magenta.
You got to be confident to rock the magenta jeans. I don't care what year it is. 248-398-WCSX. Talking about Tough Skin jeans and back to school clothing. We were growing up. Doug in Fowlerville. Go ahead, man. Good morning.
Yeah. Hey guys. How you doing?
Good.
You were talking about tough skin jeans. Well,
yes. My
dad, when we were little, my dad worked two jobs. One was at Sears. One was in the automotive industry. And there was six of us kids. Mom stayed home to take care of all of us kids. Let me tell you, I grew up on tough skin jeans. You know, I mean, you got two pairs of tough skin jeans and a dress pair of pants.
Oh, you know, I forgot. My grandma would go to Montgomery Ward's and buy me a sweater. And those were like those Charlie Brown, the brown with the snowflakes on them. And it was the same rule as the jeans. If it could be 83 degrees outside on Thanksgiving.
And you'd have to wear the sweater.
I had to wear that sweater to my grandma's house for Thanksgiving. If there was no, if my dad would turn around and go, get on the house, put on the sweater.
Yes. Hey, did you grow up at my house? Because that is the truth.
It was like only around the middle. So if you're overweight, you look like basically a snowflake float on Woodward. Yeah, it's not a good look, man. All right, Doug. Hey, we got to run, brother. Thanks, man.
Hey, take care, guys. Bye-bye.
There he goes. 248-398-WCSX. Tough skin jeans, man.
I just got a really funny message.
What's that?
We had some of these growing up. My brother and I lived out on a farm, and all we did was play outside, riding bikes, climbing trees, digging in the dirt, and so forth. They were hotter than wearing black stovepipes on your legs.
They were.
But they did what they were supposed to do. I blame Tough Skins for the fact that I don't grow hair on portions of my legs.